about, you know, what their thoughts are, and then we can respond to that.
Can I start?
Please do.
I want to start my remarks by, it was interesting, last night at Land Use, we had a public hearing having to do with the Berlin Night School, and it had to do with traffic patterns and crosswalks, and a lot of the, some of the same issues we're dealing with. And the two neighborhood associations, the Chestnut Hill Neighborhood Associations from Newton and Brookline, spoke in support of the traffic and said that they had a wonderful three-year long-term working relationship with the school and working out traffic problems. And I thought that that model is exactly the model that we're trying to put forward here, where there's a group of people, concerned people from the board, from the neighborhood, from the school department, the school committee, the concerned parties, the stakeholders in all of this, who would be able to get together and make recommendations regarding traffic patterns and access. In some cases, it would be recommendations to the school committee, to the school department, to the board. It depends on what the traffic issue that they might be dealing with, whether it's a city issue or a school issue. Of course, it's our interest as Ward 2 aldermen that, particularly with respect to the ceremonial drive, that that the access to the ceremonial drive be restricted as much as possible, perhaps just to handicapped vans and handicapped parking and handicapped access. But it would be up to the liaison committee, whatever this neighborhood committee ends up being called, to make recommendations to the interested parties about how to use the site and how to make recommendations regarding traffic flow. And actually, this group, if it was formed, could participate in the conversation that we just had tonight as it moves forward and looking at options and how to modify the plan we just saw. Did I represent it well enough?
Cheryl and Lenny and then Lyle.
I just have one question. I know that the elementary schools have, some of them have traffic councils within the elementary schools. Does Newton North have one? Some kind of a traffic, apparent traffic? Oh, just Memorial Spalding's the only one that has it? I was just wondering if there was apparent. Are there other ones?
The elementary.
Oh, okay, so not the. Okay, that's what I was just asking.
I just wanted to add that we did try this idea out on the school committee to see if they had an interest in it and if it would be useful to them. And I think, Dora, you can speak for yourself, but I think we had some positive reaction from Dory, and I think Dory can speak to other school committee members whether they had positive reaction or not. But we didn't just come up with the idea and stop there. We tried to vet it with some of the people that might be interested.
I talked to the other school committee members, and I mean, it seemed like if this sort of idea would allow people to feel like there was a place to go, should there be a problem during construction, or should there be a problem with implementation after the school opened? As long as it was a balanced group of people who were doing the conversing, and as long as they were trying to reach consensus in an advisory way, we thought that it might be a positive kind of way of handling issues that might arise.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lenny,
and then Lyle. I'm not sure how it all works, you know, now in terms of some formal role in the process that's going on, but I know that there's always a way through the alderman to have input. But once it gets up and running, whether it be when construction starts or I've long said that there are going to be issues when the school opens, I would just suggest to you that you don't limit it to, you know, traffic. I mean, you're going to have issues with regard, you know, to litter. You're going to have issues with regard to illegal parking that people need, you know, that are going to need to have help with. You're going to have issues with, you know, maybe, you know, kids congregating and smoking in certain areas, which is a pain in the neck there now. So, I mean, you're going to have other things. So my only suggestion, I always think we just did it at LaSalle. You know, we set up a neighborhood council as a result of the building of the new dorm. I always think that that's a good thing because the premise behind it is that you try and address small problems as they're developing before they become big problems. And it's good if you have a, you know, a forum where they meet every so often to address those things. I think it's a fine idea, and I just would say don't limit it, you know, to quote, to parking, and to traffic, because there's other issues that I would think that they would want to deal with the school on.
Lyle and then Washington.
I think the concept is a good idea, and we've done it in a variety of places. I asked the clerk's office, and I just have a copy for everybody who's interested, of the various liaison committees that have been established to various projects, starting most recently from Kessler, Newton Wellesley Hospital, Hebrew College, Bradford on Route 9, the Terraces, Christian Science Church, Chestnut Hill School, BC, back when we do a neighborhood council. They have different functions in different roles, however, and I think that part of the challenge of one of these is to get it thought out in a way that it gives a chance for the right kind of decisions to emerge in the issues that Alderman Gentile is talking about. You know, there are some differences of opinion among members of the board, as we know, because the site plan got voted the way it did. I'm one of the people that supported 5A because I think, for example, the Trowbridge Street needs a light and needs an access point. Other people would feel the Trowbridge should be used as little as possible, and that's a legitimate difference of opinion, and I'm not sure we'll ever have consensus on that. But I do think the operational questions and the construction issues, most of these have been construction only. What you're talking about is a slightly longer term and a different model that could emerge. And what I would think that the committee might want to do is to form a subcommittee with the Ward 2 Alderman to take this idea and try and bring something back to the Public Facilities Committee that, because they've got an idea and they've got some ways of thinking about it, but give us something that the committee can endorse that would respond to these various concerns. But I also don't think it's a substitute for the kind of decisions that we've ultimately had to make at the board about how the site is going to work on a general basis. And because ultimately we have to make sure this succeeds as a school. And that's really part of why all of this is being, you know, we're spending a lot of money to make a successful educational opportunity. So I don't know how the committee feels about it, but if there is some sense to have this idea shaped by a subcommittee of the committee working with the Ward 2 Alderman and bring it back so they can have a little more content to it, I think it would be a useful thing to do. And I don't know how you feel about that, Madam Chairman. That's really the committee's call.
Marcy wanted to speak first, and let's get a few more input, and then I'll give you my...
Couple things. One, when we spoke with Dory about this a few days ago, one of the things that I had raised is that the issues, exactly to your point, Alderman Gentile, is today. And there have been things, whether it be the litter at the corner of Otis and Walnut, whether it be the athletic buses today on Hull that don't do what they're supposed to do, and there are various other things that are problems today that could start to be solved. There is a trust and faith issue in the neighborhood that the school department is, helping with quality of life in the neighborhood. And we know that, and I'm assuming that we are going to have the new north and construction is going to take place, that once construction begins, it's a very congested area as it is. And so, if we put this group in place sooner versus later, not wait for any magic moment several months from now, and to address issues, actually, Dory talked about, I believe, that if a parent is parked in the wrong place at some point in time after so many warnings, they get this sticker on their windshield that's difficult to remove. I said, so do they do it at Newton North? No. Well, we know at Newton North, kids park in people's driveways, and without permission. So, there's a real problem, and we have an opportunity with the new principal, Jennifer Price. So our recommendation is really to do this sooner versus later and to get this group intimately involved in how some of this traffic flow is going. We are all well-meaning people. We don't live in the neighborhood. We're not the school department. So I think to have a real dialogue between the key stakeholders, traffic, police, neighbors, school department, and come back to this committee with some solid recommendations. And I'm not sure that everybody heard what Alderman Albright said, but we're talking about just starting with a very restricted entrance at the starting point for the topic that, and I think everybody can agree that handicap access is critical. That's where the elevator is going to be, and that, so we need to make sure that those people who need it most can have the access to the main center of the building, and that all the others, whether it be preschool, and there's an options we floated around, with the athletic buses, being very healthy, well, able-bodied people, if they're special needs athletes, then they need to be treated like special needs people, and have the access that they deserve. So this is what we're proposing, and I commend, or support the idea, though I'm not a voting member of public facilities, that we get a group together to flush this out and get it sooner versus later, because there are a lot of issues, and a lot of people don't feel that they've been heard, and, Alderman Weisbuck made some comment earlier about people in Lowell and, having, or having multiple accesses, and, we've got a stake in the ground with Spy Day, whether you like it or not, that's what we're dealing with. And I think we need to take a bold step and think outside the box and put something in place and get the key stakeholders involved. And I think we need to do it sooner versus later.
Vern, you had wanted to come in? And Leslie, did you want to come in?
Yeah, I think in relation to Lenny's comment about broadening the jurisdiction of this group to encompass, really, it sounds as if almost anything relating to issues relating to the effective operation of the school and quality of life. I think one of the things that needs to be considered is how the work of this committee would relate, for example, to the school council. The school council is a different representative body, but it's a body that's really established to deal with a lot of these issues. I mean, as the school operates and as it functions, so that I think that's one matter that has to be considered, so that these groups aren't stumbling over each other and running into each other and determining who does what, who recommends what, who has to talk to whom. But I think with that clarification, I think that this sort of body is never a bad thing. Frankly, I don't think that it'll ever necessarily guarantee that everybody will feel that they've been heard, because most people feel that being heard is tantamount to having views accepted.
Right.
As we well know that that's oftentimes something that's confused in many people's minds, but at least giving an opportunity for this kind of an institutional body to address those kinds of concerns certainly can't be a bad thing, as long as it's fully and carefully considered, so that it's effective rather than just something that doesn't really work the way we hope it will work.
Leslie?
Oh, I think everybody said what I was going to say by this time, but I've always found that one of the best ways to deal with issues is open communication. It's straight and direct and open as you can. It doesn't mean necessarily agreeing, it doesn't necessarily mean adopting what people want. And I think that's a really good point. I think there are numbers of people who feel that they haven't been heard because we haven't done what they wanted us to do. And that is really, in my view, really not the case. But I think a committee like this really could serve a very positive function.
Okay. I would suggest my able vice chair and I meet with the Ward 2 aldermen to try and refine some of the ideas and then bring it back to public facilities.
I suggest you also docket an item so we're properly.
You've got a continuing item
already. Well, what do you think the product is that turns it into reality? Is it a resolution? Is it an ordinance? Is it just an executive order? Is it an agreement?
Establishment of a.
I think they're very. That would be one of the things the subcommittee could work out, is what is the mechanism to make it happen.
Okay.
I wouldn't think you want to try and deal with that tonight.
No.
No, I'm just saying, would this be occurrence 3 on an existing item? I mean, I think it's swell. I think we definitely should do it. I don't think we should beat it to death endorsing it anymore. I'm just not sure exactly how you do that.
Why don't you let the subcommittee worry about it?
No, fine.
I think that we can, I mean, one of the issues clearly has to be the charge to this group. And the understanding, and many of the ones that have occurred in the past have only been construction related, and I think people see this as having a broader view. It's extremely important, I think, when you set it up, that people understand that this is advisory, that they can bring recommendations, but it doesn't mean that they are making, you know, the decisions, because the decisions are made by people, you know, in other kinds of roles. So I think it would be useful for us to not to delineate what they can talk about, but to talk about what the composition of this group should be, how large it should be, too large a group is hard to get together, and hard to be a working group. I mean, any advisory group will have to have open meetings, in which case anyone can come and, you know, express views, et cetera. But I would certainly volunteer myself, and Sal, I hope that Vice Chair, you
well, I think you just volunteered me, didn't you?
I think I did. George?
I know that that Alderman Baker has gathered some information from past.
Yeah, would you like me to just hand this out? We've got copies for people.
Well, you might as well, since you've got a whole stack of them there. Sorry. But I was just going to suggest that this subcommittee look at the models that have been developed for some of the other large projects. Many of them are institutional, like
right.
Hebrew College and LaSalle right. and New Wellesley Hospital. And also some of them, at least Hebrew College, as an example, have gone to
I'm sorry, George.
Some of them have gone beyond just construction issues. For example, Hebrew College has certainly dealt with continual operational issues. And so the
street, for example.
Yeah, so the structure, you know, the structure of those committees has been given a lot of thought by our planning department, our law department, as well as the planning committee, and I think that, you know, we should inform ourselves of that.
We'd have to have somebody from break it up.
Okay.
So
is that agreeable? James?
I mean, unfortunately, we probably will be able to do that.
Meeting with Jennifer Price established some. You had a first event.
Who's we?
The neighbors and the high school. We had a cleanup the last 4 or 5 hours.
Great.
About 3 students, about 12 neighbors. About a month ago. And we talked with her about the parking issues and litter around the incidents, so to speak. So that I think that we have a very good dialogue already begun with.
That's terrific. I'm delighted
by that.
Move
hold on
anything else that anyone wants to raise tonight?
Move hold on the two items.
Okay.
Design review meeting tomorrow night if any of you people are interested. Sal has to go. They're on my list.
Will be an ongoing discussion. Yes, so there is a motion to hold the items that are before us. All in favor? I assume that's unanimous. 8-0. Thank you very much, folks. We are meeting next week. We do have an agenda. High on that agenda is public hearings about site plans for the modulars.
Well, I may have a chairman's meeting next week, too. So let me know.
Oh, boys. The kids keep it up.